Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Alvin Toffee, you hear the song today.
Sir Elton, bring this back. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. DonFotopoulos.com is her website. And as I've said before, she's helping us understand the concept of profit. Don, I've started saying that you got to have cash for today, but you got to have a profit for tomorrow. And that's your world, helping folks make a profit. And I've been so, it's been so much fun and gratifying to me to watch you develop your programs to help people out there with your books, your award-winning book, and with your all the different things you've been doing. And now I know you've been busting your backside getting this academy off the ground and getting it approved so that the more people can benefit from it. And now it's done, and I want to congratulate you on that, and I want to give you some time to tell the audience about it. Folks, this is a two-for-one story. One part of the story is the content of her message, the thing that she's created, but the other one is an entrepreneurial story because, you know, Dawn, you're an entrepreneur, but this program is an entrepreneurial program. I mean, you created from nothing, and so tell us about it.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. Most entrepreneurs, okay, entrepreneur means to start something, right? Entrepreneur,
right.
That's what it means. It's a French word, right? Something that from nothing. And most entrepreneurs look at the world not the way it is, but the way it can be. And we ask the what if question. We're good at that. And so I asked this question about 17 years ago. I said, I don't understand something. We got 750,000 accounting professionals in the United States. We have 27 million small businesses. Most businesses have accountants. They do the tax prep and all of that stuff. And the accountants are numbers people, can we be honest? I mean, they're the best numbers people.
And they're historians.
And they're historians,
only
want to
deal,
right?
They only want to deal with the numbers that's already happened.
Okay, but that's true. But as they send the reconciled statements to their clients, they see all the nuttiness that's going on. They see all the bad decisions, they see it. And a lot of them are pulling their hair out, and they're giving good advice to their small business owners, and the business owners aren't taking it. So what we're left with is businesses failing at, like, 40% faster rate than historically.
The mortality rate of small business failure, of small businesses in the last 20 years has gone up 20%.
That's exactly – okay, so how do we fix this, right? So this is what has kept me up at night. And I've been trying to work through small business owners, and I'm, like, pushing water uphill. And so finally I realized if I can get to the accountants and I can train them and equip them to build a bridge with their business owners in a way that the business owners can understand it and use the book to train the business owners in the basics they should have had, we can build a bridge between those constituencies and get liftoff. Well, you know what? I've trained 100 of the top CPAs in the United States over the last 2 years, and we have saved 500 businesses in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So the Hidden Profit Academy.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, and we haven't even gotten started yet. So the goal is to reach a million small businesses, but we're going to do it through the accountants because that's leverage, Jim.
That's
right. So if I can reach 100 accountants, I can reach 10,000 small businesses.
And you've gotten that program now approved as continuing education through the AICPA.
That's exact, and through NASBA, which is the National Association of State Boards of Accountancies. So they blessed us. This is as of, like, the last 3 weeks. They have said, you have full organizational accreditation. You can deliver these courses pre-recorded, which we have, and we're crowdsourcing the best and brightest from the community to publish their courses on the academy. So I've got new courses coming up every single month.
So what should a person, if my CPA has taken your course, How should we expect their behavior toward us to change?
Oh, well, first of all, what's going to happen is it's going to open up their eyes. They're not number crunchers. What are they? They're doctors. We're teaching them how to be good diagnosticians and then how to be good advisors. So every accountant on planet Earth has to do two things in order for them to rationalize their existence. The first thing is they have to improve profitability, and their advice has to improve cash flow for every single one of their clients. And
are you in your program? And I'm just I think I know the answer, but I want you to say it out loud. In your program, are you helping? Are you encouraging? Is the AICPA encouraging CPAs to be more proactive, to be more projections
and forecasts,
not just deal with history? Because this is the biggest problem, is most CPAs would never in a million years help one of their clients create a cash flow projection.
That's exactly right. But here's the thing. We're the fulcrum. We're going to shift all of that. So you're exactly right.
Important.
So CPAs are historians, right? But
that's
you can't change the past, but you can certainly learn from it. And you can stop making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yep.
Hello? So what we're doing is the first thing that has to happen is we've got to use the financial statements as the foundation for understanding reality, which the small business owners
and this is nothing. This is business for the CPAs. This is a way to create revenue for CPAs, and it doesn't even require them. They can hire staff to do a lot of this stuff.
That's right. And so here's the other thing, Jim. Artificial intelligence is disintermediating half of the traditional functions that a CPA used to get paid for.
They're going to have to find new revenue sources. Hold on to that thought, Don. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Don Patopoulos. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Lassen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.